Well, Chuck Connor has been serving as a national ag leader in Washington, D.C. for quite some time now. In fact, the Benton County native and Purdue University alumnus has served as president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives for over 16 years. Before that, he served as deputy secretary and acting secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and that was during President George W. Bush's administration. Connor is officially retiring somewhat on Monday, July 14th. And Chuck joins us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. And I'm kind of curious, when you look back at your time as president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, also your tenure under the Bush administration in USDA, what are some of your proudest accomplishments and what are you most proud of when you look back at your time at both NCFC and USDA, Chuck?
Well, CJ, thanks for having me on today. And I will just say, you know, I've had a remarkable career and I'm so thankful to that. Thankful to my wife for, looking after our four children while I pursued a lot of that career. And, it's been a good run and I'm thankful for it. I think at NCFC, you know, when I came to the co-op world after serving for George W. Bush, you know, I really wanted to do all that I could to promote businesses that were run by farmers. You know, it just seems like more and more as time progresses, it gets harder for farmers to make money if all they're doing is producing kind of one commodity and buying their inputs, handing it off to somebody else when they're done, hoping for a good market price, all of that sort of thing. And co-ops give farmers ability to sort of reach deeper on both ends of that and have abilities on the front end as well as on the marketing side of the equation. And I hope during my 16-year tenure, and I believe it's the case, that we have promoted that business model more and more, because I think it is going to be essential for farmers' livelihood going forward, that they can't just be, you know, sort of singularly focused, but have to have, you know, many aspects of the marketing chain involved in order to make a go of it. When you look further back, you know, in my career, I do find it fascinating to see the public policy change that, whether through Senator Lugar or George Bush or others, that I was able to have an influence on. And the example I use most of all is when I first started working on farm policy, literally the Department of Agriculture told every, you know, farmer in America how much to plant and how much to set aside and, you know, when to do it and you know, what to put on those set aside acres. I mean, it was a very, very tightly controlled environment by the government. And young people today can't even imagine that there was a time when literally, you know, the government told you, you know, what, when, and how like that. And we've reformed all of that over the course of my career, and something that began with Senator Lugar of Indiana, who I worked for many, many years, and he felt farmers really sort of needed to get unshackled, if you will, and get the government more out of their business, and sort of began that course of policy change. And of course, today, all of those controls are gone, really, and farmers on any given year are free to plant what they want and whatever they feel like the market is telling them to do. And, you know, we have seen a big shift in acreage of various commodities, for example, away from wheat and more into corn. And so the market has driven a lot of those decisions. Those decisions wouldn't have been possible early in my career because the government just simply wouldn't have allowed it. And I, again, take reflective pride in seeing, you know, those changes that we were able to bring about, because they were highly controversial at the time, but we were successful in making our case.
My guest is Chuck Connor, who is about to retire as president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. And he has spent well over 40 years in Washington, D.C. as a national ag leader and an ag policy advisor. And you mentioned that major policy shift that you were a part of when you were an advisor for 17 years for the late Senator Richard Lugar. And I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg when you look back at all the major changes that have happened, not just in agriculture, but the way things are run in Washington, D.C., when you look back over the course of your time there.
There's been a lot of change, CJ, no question about it. A lot of political change earlier in my career, you know, it was just the political dynamics were interesting because, you know, all of the South and all of the Southern agriculture were mainly Democrats. And today that's a Republican stronghold. You know, just the political dynamic around the country has changed so much, and that's been fascinating. And agriculture has had to evolve with that change. I will just tell you one thing that, you know, I am pretty proud of, CJ, over the years is when I first started here coming out of Purdue in the 1980s, you know, the farm economy was in really, really bad shape. I mean, just the worst, you know, that we've probably seen since the Great Depression. And we've, you know, worked so hard over the next years and decades to sort of restore, you know, that prosperity to those farmers and, you know, to that land. And I think we have done that. When people talk about hard times now, they don't talk about anything like it was in the 1980s. And I hope we never see that again. But we did a lot of work to keep as many farmers on the land as we could during that period. And we didn't save every one of them, but we saved an awful lot. And for every one of those farmers that we saved, that's a highlight of my career.
My guest is Chuck Connor, who is going to be retiring soon after 16 years at the helm of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. Now, Chuck, Dwayne Simpson of Kansas, he'll be officially taking over your role as president and CEO of NCFC when you retire, and that officially takes place on Monday, July 14th. What advice can you share with us that you've passed along to Dwayne as he takes over the reins of NCFC and becomes the next generation of ag leader?
These are not easy jobs, CJ, but Dwayne is definitely up for the job, and I really look forward to transitioning to him and handing over the reins to him, and I think he will make this organization even stronger. I will just say the best advice that I can leave Dwayne with is to have a successful organization today, you really sort of have to tap into the farmer side of these organizations. Businesses are good and appreciated and they're job creating and the like, but you know, the real political power in Washington, D.C. comes from the grassroots and from farmers. And so his challenge will be to, you know, to make sure that everybody understands that while NCFC is about co-ops and about businesses, at our core, ultimately, you know, we function every day to serve farmers and to give them a better shake. And if he can, you know, lay that groundwork and convince policymakers of that fact, he and the organization are going to continue to do very, very well.
I'm curious, what are you looking forward to most when you retire? And are you going to be possibly moving back to this part of the world and taking up residency once again here in Indiana? Or do you have other plans, by the way, Chuck?
Well, I think our full-time residency is probably going to remain here in Virginia in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, CJ. And I say that because over the course of my career, my wife and I had four children, and now we're about to have our 11th grandchild. And they're all kind of located right here in this area. And so, you know, much of my own retirement is just spending more time with my grandchildren. And the best place to do that is here. Having said that, though, Drew and I continue to own land there in Benton County, and you know, I still consider it my home. I'm from Benton County, and we will be back and forth a lot. Obviously, have a lot of family. She is from Indiana as well, so we'll be back and forth a lot. But here in Virginia, we're going to be looking after those grandchildren, and I'm really looking forward to doing more of that in retirement.
Well, on behalf of all of us here at Hoosier Ag today, Chuck, we certainly thank you for your time as a national ag leader serving in Washington, D.C. for many, many years, not just with Senator Lugar, who once again you named and we admired very much when he was one of our lawmakers here in Indiana, but also working under George W. Bush in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and also 16 years, in fact, more than 6,000 days. I just looked it up. 6,000 days you've been on the job as president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. So on behalf of all of us here at Hoosier Ag today, Chuck, thank you so much for your time as a national ag leader. And we certainly wish you and your family the best during your retirement. And we certainly hope that you pop in and visit us many, many times over the next several years here in Indiana. Chuck, we'll look forward to seeing you here in Indiana soon.
Thank you so much, CJ. It's always been good to chat with you from time to time.